Unit 10. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You hear a woman talking to her son.
I'm happy for you to go on holiday with your friends and I'm sure you'll have a good time. I know you need some pocket money, though, and it really isn't going to help you if I give you money every time you need it. You already have your allowance. I don't know where that's all gone. It would be a good idea for you to earn some money by getting a weekend job. You've got time to save up. Then you might be more careful with it when you've got more idea of the value. So it's up to you to make a decision now. I'm happy for you to go on holiday with your friends and I'm sure you'll have a good time. I know you need some pocket money, though, and it really isn't going to help you if I give you money every time you need it. You already have your allowance. I don't know where that's all gone. It would be a good idea for you to earn some money by getting a weekend job. You've got time to save up. Then you might be more careful with it when you've got more idea of the value. So it's up to you to make a decision now.
2. You overhear a teenager talking to a shop assistant.
I bought this jacket last week and I really like it. I didn't have time to try it on, so I took it home with me and tried it on there, but it's too small. I'm afraid I'll have to ask you for my money back. There isn't anything else here that I want at the moment, or I could have exchanged it. I could try a bigger one, but they really look much too big, and also they're not in the colour I want. I've got it here in the bag. I bought this jacket last week and I really like it. I didn't have time to try it on, so I took it home with me and tried it on there, but it's too small. I'm afraid I'll have to ask you for my money back. There isn't anything else here that I want at the moment, or I could have exchanged it. I could try a bigger one, but they really look much too big, and also they're not in the colour I want. I've got it here in the bag.
3. You overhear 2 people talking.
I'm working all weekend because it's going to be really busy, apparently.
Me too. But I need the money, so I don't mind. I hope I get to be in the stockroom rather than being on the till. People are in such a rush at the weekend.
Yeah. And some people just come in for a newspaper and they have to stand in a long queue.
And they can be really rude sometimes, even though it's not our fault. It isn't right. They should think about what it's like for us.
Oh, I just ignore them. I can't be bothered to get annoyed. I'm working all weekend because it's going to be really busy, apparently.
Me too. But I need the money, so I don't mind. I hope I get to be in the stockroom rather than being on the till. People are in such a rush at the weekend.
Yeah, and some people just come in for a newspaper and they have to stand in a long queue.
And they can be really rude sometimes, even though it's not our fault. It isn't right. They should think about what it's like for us.
Oh, I just ignore them. I can't be bothered to get annoyed.
4. You hear the following on the radio.
And if anyone would like more information on any of the topics we've discussed, it's all on our website, www.looknorth.com. Before we move on to our weekly programme, On the Coast, I need to remind you that our wonderful new shopping centre is opening today with lots of new and exciting shops. The main street is now pedestrian only, so best to leave the car at home. There are plenty of buses. If I didn't have to be here, I'd certainly get down there myself. And now we join Mark Priestley, who's out and about in the new precinct. And if anyone would like more information on any of the topics we've discussed, it's all on our website, www.looknorth.com. Before we move on to our weekly programme on the coast, I need to remind you that our wonderful new shopping centre is opening today with lots of new and exciting shops. The main street is now pedestrian only, so best to leave the car at home. There are plenty of buses. If I didn't have to be here, I'd certainly get down there myself. And now we join Mark Priestley, who's out and about in the new precinct.
5. You hear two people talking about their holiday plans.
Shall I get some foreign currency from the bank for our trip?
We could do it at the airport.
But you get poor exchange rates there. I'll check it out on the internet. I've bought one of these body belts so I can put my money in it. I know some people think they're a waste of time.
Oh, I use one of those. I prefer it to having a bag. Let's not change too much money. We can always get more cash when we get there.
But we're not going to be near many towns, and we don't want to run out. Better to have a bit extra. Shall I get some foreign currency from the bank for our trip?
We could do it at the airport.
But you get poor exchange rates there. I'll check it out on the internet. I've bought one of these body belts so I can put my money in it. I know some people think they're a waste of time.
Oh, I use one of those. I prefer it to having a bag. Let's not change too much money. We can always get more cash when we get there.
But we're not going to be near many towns, and we don't want to run out. Better to have a bit extra.
6. You overhear a woman talking to a friend.
I bought a new computer yesterday. A young man showed me what they had in the shop. Everything has changed so much since I last bought one. He couldn't do enough for me, checking out what I asked him. But it took forever because he had to keep looking everything up, and he didn't go about it in a very logical way. He came up with all the answers in the end, but he didn't seem to know much more than me. But I was really pleased with what I got, thanks to his efforts. It was just lucky I wasn't in a hurry. I bought a new computer yesterday. A young man showed me what they had in the shop. Everything has changed so much since I last bought one. He couldn't do enough for me, checking out what I asked him. But it took forever because he had to keep looking everything up. And he didn't go about it in a very logical way. He came up with all the answers in the end, but he didn't seem to know much more than me. But I was really pleased with what I got, thanks to his efforts. It was just lucky I wasn't in a hurry.
7. You hear a teenager talking to his friend about buying clothes online.
Hi, James. Those are nice jeans.
They just came in the post. I got them from a website which specialises in this style of jeans.
Oh, I prefer looking round the shops and trying things on.
I do too, but on the internet you can compare all the different sites. Lots of them have the same thing on them. Then you know you're really getting a bargain.
I find there's so much to choose from on the internet, I don't know where to start.
I know. That's why I usually find what I want in the shops and then get it online.
Hi, James. Those are nice jeans.
They just came in the post. I got them from a website which specialises in this style of jeans.
Oh, I prefer looking round the shops and trying things on.
I do too, but on the internet you can compare all the different sites. Lots of them have the same thing on them. Then you know you're really getting a bargain.
I find there's so much to choose from on the internet, I don't know where to start.
I know. That's why I usually find what I want in the shops and then get it online.
8. You hear a message on an answer phone.
I'd love to come climbing with you. But the thing is, I haven't got any of the gear and it costs a lot to hire it. My brother has everything I need, but he won't lend it to me, even if I ask him nicely. I was telling my granny and she said it was a real shame that I can't go, So she's going to talk to my brother. He adores Granny, and she can usually persuade him to do something. So I'm pretty hopeful, but if he says no, there aren't any other options. I'll have to come with you when you do something else. I'd love to come climbing with you, but the thing is I haven't got any of the gear and it costs a lot to hire it. My brother has everything I need, but he won't lend it to me, even if I ask him nicely. I was telling my granny, and she said it was a real shame that I can't go, so she's going to talk to my brother. He adores Granny, and she can usually persuade him to do something. So I'm pretty hopeful, but if he says no, there aren't any other options. I'll have to come with you when you do something else.